大家好，欢迎收听今天这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph。
大家在聊天的时候有没有过那种感觉，就是好像总是要说 I don't know， 感觉好像外国人好像懂得比我们多吗？怎么感觉他们好像也没有我们说的那么勤呢？
Actually, it's only because we have different ways of saying them.
对，只是因为他们会变着法儿来说。那其实呢 ，I don't know 不太足够能够表达所有情况、所有情绪下面的不知道。你看，我们中文也会有很多种情绪，比如说我不知道，我哪知道，这谁知道？英文里面呢也是一样的，所以我们今天要学一些替换的表达。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注“早安英文”，私信回复“笔记”两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到啦。
The first one that I would like to discuss is I have no idea.
这个大家应该听得非常的多。I have no idea， 我没有想法，我毫无头绪。
All right, if you know something, you have an idea. If you don't know, you don't have an idea.
是的。
And if someone wants you to figure something out and or maybe guess something, they might give you a hint or a clue.So if you have no clue, it means you have no idea, not even a small one.
另外一个相同意思的说法呢，你可以讲 I have no clue， 因为 clue 呢是表示线索的意思。如果有人要你猜什么的话，他可能会给你一个线索或者给你一个暗示。那么你说我没有线索，也就是我完全不知道的意思。
Right, an example would be, I have no clue who you are talking about.
就说我不知道你说的是谁。好，下一个呢叫做 beats me。就是那个击打 B-E-A-T 那个词 It beats me， 就是有种你把我问到了，我被难倒了这个感觉。我们也可以用来表示我不知道。
An example of a sentence using it this way: Have you seen my notebook? I put it on the table hours ago. And the second person could say Beats me.
另外呢，这个句子值得一提的是，它后面还可以接从句，表示这个事情我是真的想不通，不明白。
Right, another way to use itIt beats me why people like to listen to his music.
就说为什么人们那么喜欢听他的歌呢？我真的是想不通啊。It beats me why.
Or, it beats me how stupid people are to believe that.
我都不想要翻译了。或者说，就是人们怎么会蠢到那个地步，然后去相信那样的东西呢？
Now, keeping up our English phrases using the word no, another way to answer with I don't know could be how should I know?
对应的中文就是说我怎么知道，这个有点情绪啊，就是当你有点无语或者不耐烦的时候，你就可以用它。比如说你的男朋友女朋友找不到自己的手机，然后他问你说 Where did I leave my phone? 你就可能会觉得说，哎，你的手机干嘛要问我，我怎么知道。这个时候你就可以讲 How should I know?
Right, other people would say something like maybe Don't ask me or search me becauseThey're not in charge of your phone. Why would they know where it is?
对，就是被问得很烦的时候，还有这么两个句子可以用，一个叫 Don't ask me, 不要问我，别问我，或者 Search me, 我可不知道。
Another one would be, Who knows?
这个也是情绪挺重的，你可能觉得，你这问题问的，这谁知道啊？你就可以讲 Who knows?
And also, where I come from, many people will say, God knows, because no one would know, but yeah, God knows everything. So where is this? God knows.
对，老天才知道，天知道。
Now, maybe you know something about something, but you're not certain. So you could answer with, as far as I know. This is kind of like, possibly, maybe, as far as I know, it's true.
这个短语呢，我们中文翻译成据我所知，所以当你说这个话的时候，其实你对这个事情也不是那么的确定，就我所了解的应该是这样子的。
Now, if as far as you know, it's not true, then you could say not as far as I know.
所以呢，据我所知这个事情不是真的话，你就可以在 as far as I know 前面加一个 not.
Right, so As far as I know, it won't snow this winter. And if someone asks you, will it snow this winter? And you say, not as far as I know, these two things mean the same.
所以就是如果有人问你说今年冬天会下雪吗？如果你回答 not as far as I know, 就是可以讲成 as far as I know, it won't. 就是据我所知今年不会下雪。I don't think so, 一个意思。
Sometimes if you are reading something on the internet or in a book possibly, you would come across the word D-U-N-N-O and wonder, what does that mean?
Dunno.
Yeah, it's just transliteration of someone speaking English quickly saying don't know, don't know, I don't know.
对，所以它就是口语里边，如果你念把这个 I don't know 念快一点，就会变成 I don't know。所以就是 D-U-N-N-O 这么一个词。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
So, as far as I know, for today, that should cover all the different ways that I can think of to say I don't know.
所以呢，今天给大家分享了这么一些 I don't know 的说法的不同的说法，以后大家就可以根据自己的情绪啊，然后根据各种情况啊来替换使用了，不要显得你好像不懂的东西很多。那我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
我们下期再见，拜拜。
Bye.